Mills Daily.
Another one?
It's a certified bomb.
Yes.
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bumbleleo.
Easy Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Look me in the eyes and tell me this is not a brilliant record.
Oh, that was amazing.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
This is your Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. People who fancy other people, and it's really not okay. You will not believe the stories that come out of this afternoon. Also, Gemma Collins gets the superfan Steve treatment, and the Bumbleo gap is one of the best there's ever been, I'm telling you that.
One.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Roxy from Bournemouth.
Yes, Roxy, how can I help you?
I just want to know, Scott, what time is Gemma Collins on today? Because I absolutely do not want to miss it.
No, you really don't, by the way. Gemma Collins is meeting...
Steve.
...today at 1.40. It's just Chris in a room next door pretending to be a big fan.
Oh, it's worth a treat as well. She's completely fallen for it. I would say it's quite cringe, but actually it's not. I think you can just sit there and enjoy the situation for what it is. Like, she thinks she's entertaining a nervous fan. It's actually me.
Yeah.
And at one point it gets ridiculous.
It's like the feature has eaten itself.
Yes. Yeah. No, don't worry. No cringe needed. It's just a sit down, enjoy this.
Roxy, enjoy every single moment of Gemma going, I'm going to let him win.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him win.
I absolutely cannot wait.
You want to, it's like when you eat one of those little mini yogurts, you know, and they're really small, and you've just got to savour every little bit of it. Eat it with a tiny spoon. What you want with this is every little drip of it.
You just enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
I will be ready and waiting. I'm very excited, guys.
I'm here to enjoy myself GC style. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. The GC. 140, Roxy, all right?
Can't wait. See you then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Unbelievable, but guess who I've got on the chart on Friday?
Oh, who? Is it a Christmas one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me have a think. Wheelstone Raider?
No. It's not Loud Baby.
Yeah, the Sausage Roll one? No.
No. He was last year.
Slade?
Give up.
Go on, who?
Mariah Carey.
Whoa.
Someone's just made me aware that there's a Christmas film called All I Want for Christmas Is You with Mariah voicing up her own characters called Mariah.
Oh.
Which sounds like the most hideous thing ever, so therefore I want to see it immediately.
Mm. Okay, well, this
sounds
is big
awful.
News. This is great news. Mariah Carey.
On the chart on Friday, everybody.
Scott Mills.
And now the moment that Gemma Collins.
This is, by the way, I think this is for fans of Gemma Collins and those that aren't fans of Gemma Collins.
It's got something for everyone, this. She's about to meet her biggest fan, Steve, to do a quiz about Gemma Collins, so she should know all the answers. However, Steve, actually Chris, is in a room two doors down with all the answers written down so he can get in there first. Enjoy. It's Superstar versus Superfan with Gemma Collins. Let's go. Gemma, we have scoured the UK for what we think is your biggest fan. We asked, we put it out there, and we found them, all right? It's a quiz with you against them, but it's questions about you, so it should be easy and you should get them first. However, this person is a big fan. Are you ready to meet them?
Yes. Hello, big fan.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Gemma.
Steve, firstly, I want to thank you for being a fan. I hope I get to meet you. I hope you get to touch me, breathe the same air as me. I hope we meet one day.
One day we'll meet. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
Don't be nervous. I understand. I'd be the same if I was talking to Madonna or Mariah Carey.
It's exactly the same as that.
I get it.
Mm. So, Steve, you're a big fan of Gemma.
Gemma Collins, yeah.
Yes, that's who we're here with now. So as I just explained to Gemma, we're going to do a quiz now. I know that you're a big fan. You know a lot about Gemma. And obviously Gemma knows a lot about Gemma because she's Gemma. However, if you know the answer first, you shout your name, which is Gemma.
Gemma.
And if you know the answer first, Steve, you shout.
Steve.
That's right. Okay.
Steve, I know you're in shock. I know this is just such a big moment for you, but it's Christmas and I want to sense energy. I want you to take on me as a spirit animal right now because this is a quiz of a lifetime. You are playing it with your biggest, like, you know, inspiration. Are you okay, Steve?
Steve, yes.
Okay, no, you only have to say Steve when you're answering the question, okay?
Come on, Steve. Right, ho, ho, ho. Fa, la, la. It's Christmas. Let's do this.
Here we go. Question one.
Steve.
Pardon?
Steve.
No, Steve, wait until the question, and then you say your name if you know the answer, and then the answer, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Let's go for
okay.
it, Steve.
Let's do it.
I don't actually remember this bit. That's amazing.
Merry Christmas.
Right, we'll get to the quiz next.
Scott Mills.
Thing is with this Gemma Collins superfan, Steve, like, it's actually quite hard to believe that this is real, but I promise you it is. She has no idea. And she absolutely bought into the fact that she has a superfan that really wants to meet her.
Yeah, you've got to remember, she is a self-proclaimed diva here. There is an ego.
Do you think?
Oh, it's perfect.
She completely goes for it, as you're about to hear. Here we go. Superstar versus superfan with Gemma Collins. What is the name of Gemma's podcast?
Steve.
Yes?
The Gemma Collins podcast.
Correct.
Yes, Steve.
Correct.
Well done. Shall I let Steve win as it's Christmas?
No, no, you just... No, no, you go for it. Like, okay. If you know the answer, yeah.
Steve.
Yes?
I'm going to win.
Okay, cool. Next question. What does TOWIE stand for?
Steve.
Yep.
The only way is Essex.
Correct.
Well done, Steve.
Before Gemma
Steve,
appeared...
thank you.
Before Gemma appeared in TOWIE, what was her job?
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, what was me job?
Avon.
No, Steve. I was a car sales extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Steve, I thought it was Avon.
No, it was... I remember when Gemma was a... was it... used to tell them... Didn't you have to have a white... Pardon?
Avon.
No, it's not Avon. No, we've established that. Next question. Finish this famous GC quote. You ain't ever going to get this.
Steve.
Candy.
You're supposed to say your name first.
Oh.
Steve, you need to say your name.
Yeah.
Gemma.
Steve.
I'm so confused. If you answer, Gemma...
I want Steve to win now it's Christmas.
All right, OK. What was the answer, Steve?
Candy.
Well done, yep. Steve. Right, I've just warmed up to the game. I get what's going on. Right,
excellent.
I'm in. Let's play.
We're in. Name five reality programmes Gemma's appeared on.
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
TOWIE. Steve. Dancing on Ice. Steve. Crime Watch. Steve. Celebs Go Dating. Steve. Splash. Five.
Hey, Steve, can I just ask, what did I do on Crime Watch, me darling?
Not Crime Watch.
I weren't on Crime Watch.
No?
No.
Celebrity Crime Watch.
No.
Oh, yeah, no, I've not done that one, me darling. But don't worry, well done.
Yeah, OK, next.
Avon.
No, that was three questions ago. What recently made Gemma spew?
Steve. Her morning breath.
Archie's morning breath.
Not
Archie. Steve. Archie's morning breath.
That's right. Not her own. What does Gemma do every night at 11 p.m. on the toilet?
Steve.
Yep.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah.
Gemma.
Yeah?
Steve.
Yeah, what do I do at 11 p.m. on the toilet every night?
Have a...
No. Smoke a fag.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Can't say that, Steve.
Look, you are a super fan.
Right, the answer was have a cigarette. I'm sorry, he's nervous. Next question. What was the name of Gemma's pony?
Steve.
What was the name of Gemma's pony?
Curls One Out.
What was the name of Gemma's pony from Celebrity Big
Brother? Scott. Steve.
Yes?
Is that right?
What?
Poo.
No, smoke a cigarette.
It was a cigarette. What was the name of Gemma's pony from Celebrity Big Brother?
Steve.
Yep.
Tony.
Tony the pony. Next question. Steve, are you still there?
Yes.
What is Gemma's favourite bagel?
Steve.
Yep.
Fish and cream.
Smoked salmon and cream cheese, right. Yeah, we'll give you that. With a bit of lemon and black pepper, not too much salmon in it.
What does Gemma do when she can't sleep?
Uh, Steve.
Yeah.
Watches loon naughty videos.
Basically, what I'm watching. Oh, this is a wind.
What? Hello.
This ain't no more. This has got to be a wind up. It's not. It? I tell you what I do do. I Google animals.
All right, let's move on. One more question. What did Gemma say to Arge when they rekindled their romance in 2017?
Steve.
Yes, Steve. Yep.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end.
Okay, Chris, stop now. It's Chris Stark. It's not a super fan called Steve.
You absolute... Here I was thinking, beat this out, that there was this super fan that maybe was struggling with nerves, worry,
yeah,
all them things that people feel when they get to meet speak
you.
To me.
Yeah.
And I was being nice. And then I sort of just thought, nah.
I'm sorry, Gemma. Wow. I told you it was everything.
Scott Mills.
Well, you liked that.
Massive from Steve. Steve.
Lol to superfan Steve doing Hamlet. It was good, wasn't it? Jack in Winchester loved the Crime Watch bit. Is there a video? Yeah, there's a video. Of course there is. Ricky in Preston. My favourite Steve yet. Curls one out. Actually, have to go to a meeting now with tears in eyes. Ian and Pinner. A little bit of wee nearly came out. And someone says, does Gemma really think that she is that much of a pleasure to meet, or is it just a wind-up on her part? Yes, she does truly believe that. Of course she does. Who wants to volunteer something for the Bumbleo Gap today? Anything from the show? Maybe a bit of Superfan Steve of Gemma Collins? Anything you want? Let me know on 81199.
You've been loving the GC all year.
Flamingos. I want real flamingos walking around at your wedding.
And now, we've got a festive treat for you.
Guys, it's Christmas.
The Gemma Collins Christmas Special.
We need it as over the top as Christmas.
Singing her favourite Christmas songs.
I might do some fa-la-las.
And switching on the lights.
Let's hit it.
It's Christmas, everybody!
The Gemma Collins Christmas Podcast.
Download and subscribe on the BBC Sounds app.
Bumbleo Wednesday, right? I sometimes think we need to re-explain what Bumbleo Wednesday is.
You go for
it. We do get some messages from people saying,
what is this?
What is going on? So it's like a little show tradition when we get halfway through the week. It's hump day. You know, downhill to the weekend. Then we can all party. What we do is we have a little dance. Happens to be by a song by the Gypsy Kings. It's just become a show tradition. We play a load of funny clips from the show beforehand and then we have a little dance halfway through the week.
We can't even remember why it started, but it's a thing.
There you go.
And that, like, some of the best things in the world just start as a random thing one
some
day.
Things you can't explain very easy. It's like clapping. We all do it, right?
Yeah.
But when you think about it, flaps of skin.
Really
isn't
weird, yeah. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Okay, here we go. First up, for Donna and Sophie working in Hull. Do you remember when Chris made a song for the farmers to the tune of Avicii?
Monday feeding ponies, Tuesday I was deeply ploughing, Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning, Thursday I am shearing, I am shearing. Friday pumping slurry, I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday. Yes, I cannot wait. On Sunday, I'll have pork insider. Pork insider.
Forget how good that is, Scott.
Yeah. James in Loughborough wants a hello from the other week. What does the fox say?
What does the fox say? What the fox say?
Liam. Leon Ipswich wants this classic bit of Stephen Fry, innuendo bingo.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
never gets old.
I wrote a little ode to Chris's favourite football club yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's for the assistant manager, his name, his last name is Shakespeare.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
That's not the ode. That's me performing Hamlet as to superfan Steve to Gemma, Gemma Collins.
Sure.
to be music. Or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them, to die to sleep no more and by a sleep to say we end.
Okay, Chris, stop now.
It's been quite Shakespeare heavy this week.
It has. Lily in Warwickshire and Callum from Dover want the full Robert Dias commercial.
Hi, my name's Marcus. I work at Robert Dias and I'm gay. I like going out with my friends and playing volleyball. I also like showing our gay and straight customers a funky range of our Christmas gifts.
Hi, my name is James. I'm straight and I work at Robert Dias. I like sailing, baking and showing off all our Christmas kitchen gadgets to our gay and straight customers.
I'm straight and I love shopping at Robert Dias.
I'm gay and I love shopping at Robert Dias.
I'm bisexual and I always find something I love at Robert Dias.
Look at this Christmas tree. It's perfect for a gay person or a straight person.
This drill would work a treat in a straight person's home or a gay person's.
Robert Dias, where gays and straights can buy drills and much, much more.
Iconic. Mark in Cardiff wants the bit where we all screamed like people would at a Niall Horan concert, but only after his live lounge. Oh my God, it's that one from One Direction. Oh my God, I love him.
Look at me.
It's my favourite.
Look at me.
I love you.
No.
Come to Brazil.
No.
Dan and the team in Northampton and Jess want this fan's reaction to the Jose Mourinho news.
I'm very happy. Energy. I wonder why. Last night I heard a lot of people talking in regards to the sacking of Pochettino. But this morning, energy. Mourinho, hello. Welcome to Tottenham.
Love. And Janet and Kent, Claire and Kath Ness and loads of others want this from Gemma Collins, superfan Steve.
Pony. Curls one out.
Right, come on.
Bambolio, bambolio, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolio, bambolio, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Come on then.
Okay, who we got then? We got loads coming through now. Jack getting off a horse in in Somerset. Nice, good one.
Joe is bumbling in the ball ring in Birmingham.
Another Jack's been on. He's from Nottingham. Says he's straight and he's in the hot tub right now.
What? On a Wednesday afternoon?
People are doing going for Robert Dias on the shout outs now.
We did this last week. Hello, Nath. He's straight and is on a roof in Caulfield.
This is great. Oh, Corn, if you want a shout out right now, 81199, you've got to be quick.
We've got Paul. He's straight, he's a plumber in Ashford.
Ben and Chloe doesn't say what's going on there, but they're bumbleing in their car in Ripon.
Brian from Brighton's gay. He's bumbleing hard in his car. Bradley's straight. He's from South
Wales. This one, he's going, hi, I'm Hayley, I'm straight, and I'm a dog walker from Norwich.
Hi, I'm Angela. I'm straight and I'm arranging this, chocolates in
this
Cardiff.
It's great. Adam straight driving down the M62. That's one.
Tom straight working in Plymouth.
I love the hairy form.
Hello to Richard. He's straight and loving the gap.
Brad here. I'm straight and I'm curling one out.
Hello to Chelsea.
One out.
Chelsea, gay, loving the bumbleow today.
Sam, straight, sat in Morrison's car park.
This is just mad.
Charlotte, straight on the way home from work.
Dan, golf pro, straight most of the time from Lidl. Ski!
Most of the time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Having thoughts about someone that you really shouldn't? More on this at 3:10. I've got the voice changer ready. Everyone will remain anonymous, but there have been some mad stories coming in.
Yeah, what's incredible as well is the amount of people that have wanted to be on the radio, want to be anonymous, but want to almost get it out of their system about who they fancy.
You won't believe some of the people we've got. That's coming at 3:10. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Scott. Chris, how are we?
We're good. Where are you and what are you doing?
I am in Oxfordshire and I'm currently just pushing up some muck on kit, flat out farming.
Flat out farming.
Always, keen on.
Rubbish weather as well for it.
It is. Hard year, mate. Really is, must be, but all good.
Is this the time of year where you're like working really, really hard? Is it no weekends and stuff like that? Or have you got much of a weekend?
I've got most weekends off, to be fair. We're all at home, all chilled up, so all good, mate.
All right.
Lucky than most, anyway. Good idea for farming.
Right, Christmases are coming, right? What ideally would you like for Christmas?
Ooh, tough one. Mm. Not sure. New gun, maybe?
Okay, that's a new one.
Didn't expect that.
Right. Yeah. Here's what I've got for you on bangers today. Every time we touch, yes.
Jimmy Keane.
Cascada, Every Time We Touch.
Yeah, I can see that. Banger. Yeah.
Tune, right?
Right, absolute battle here on bangers today. Proper Scott v Chris time, yeah, okay? You ready? Chris. That's Scott's choice. Yeah. My bangers choice is this.
Good song. Rated it. But
yep, this is
sure.
Arctic Monkeys. I bet that you look good on the dance floor. So it's like an Arctic Monkeys v Cascada situation. Tough one.
It is, yeah.
Depends what mood
you're in. Great fan of both, really.
Okay, then.
Great fan of both.
Let's have your decision, then.
I mean, it's got to be Scott.
Yes! What
was that noise? Stop the song. That was the noise.
Sorry, that was my...
That was an involuntary gay noise.
It was an IGN, I'm sorry. They happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Grimmy does them as well.
That was a big one, though.
IGN. Yes! Do you want to hear the IGN again on VAR?
Go on, then.
Should we go to VAR?
I love that you know that.
Yes! There it is.
You just know Alex Turner was loving that moment if he was listening.
Do you know what? Like, and the thing is, he's got a great sense of humour, so he will be, like, lolling at that if he's listening right now. And we are here, guys, in 2019, where it's totally acceptable to choose Cascada over Arctic Monkeys. It just happened.
Scott Mills.
We've had such response to people that you're not really allowed to fancy. I didn't think it would be this big.
Yeah. Well, it's people that you know you really shouldn't fancy. You can't help it. This is the release that we offer you. You can come on, you can talk about it, but we'll keep you super anonymous. We've had so many messages on this, Scott. Do you want to... Should we go through a couple just to tee it all up?
Yeah, okay. No names, I don't think.
No names, yeah, like this one. Hello, I fancy my girlfriend's sister.
Hello, I fancy my best friend's mother.
Oh, there was quite a lot along that route as well.
Yeah, my mum's best friend.
How about this one? At my Christmas party last year, I got with my boss. Yeah, and when there's quite a development. It then says, at this year's party, I got with his wife. How does that work out?
Wow, see, this is what I mean. The level of these stories is astonishing. One of the lads who we share our office with took their top off when it was tops off weather back in August. Since then, it's not been fine. I'm married. Yeah, we'll get to all of this in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. I've had so much response to this. I fancy my girlfriend's sister.
Sorry, you made it sound like one of those, you know, Love It magazine headlines there, that this was like a revelation that you were saying.
Fancy my cousin a bit. Fancy my friend's sister for ages. I'm a teacher. I really fancy one of the dads of a boy in my class. This is so weird. It's Christmas time. We're reaching the end of another year and another decade. It's an ideal time to say what you really think. Tell the truth. Get it all out, you know? And people really are. People have really taken to this. So, voice changer at the ready. Bella, who do you fancy who you really shouldn't?
The managing director of my company.
Okay.
Oh, now, why is this not allowed? Why shouldn't this be happening?
Because he is older than my father.
Oh.
And are you in a relationship?
No.
Have you imagined this happening, this scenario?
Yes, I have imagined it happening in one of our offices for the company.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Wow.
For works.
Okay.
For works. I had a full English yesterday, right, which was called the full works.
That's the full works.
That's, trust me, and it was. It had everything.
Yeah. Well, okay. So did Bella.
Full beans. Okay, all right. So, look, we offered you yesterday the chance to kind of get this out of your system, because sometimes these things can just be inside, and it's almost like a bit of a kind of confession sort of thing. Do you feel good for sharing it? Does it feel a bit naughty?
Yeah, it's like being in a confession box at church.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Has anything happened in real life?
No. Well, no.
What's the well?
A few risque texts, that's all I'll say.
Oh, here we go, a few risque texts. So this could happen, I'm sensing this is going to happen.
I think it's best in my head.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay, maybe just leave it in the head there, you know?
So he knows about this because he's been sending and you've been sending the risque texts.
Yes, I kind of let on about it after a few beverages. At a Christmas get-together.
Oh, so the texts have been recent.
Yeah.
See, I initially thought he didn't know a thing, but he really does, and you're a texting away.
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything that was in the text?
Just a few suggestions. And some light-hearted flirting, shall we say?
This is on, definitely on.
It's all like, it'll be where you say things that aren't at all sexy, but kind of are because of the context. Mm-hmm. A bit like going back to the full English analogy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I could really do with some hash browns right now.
Do you know what? I would. Do you know what? I'd love the full works. Yeah. I'd love you to give it to me.
Yeah. Beans.
Kind of.
Full beans. Yeah. And
right. Good to speak to you.
Sausage or two.
Right, Bella, thank you.
And okay, mushrooms.
Thank you.
I'm amazing that these people are coming on.
Yeah. Anyway, I like that it feels quite naughty, this, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You get to say these things and be anonymous, all right? It's one of those that's right on the brink, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I feel...
Let's get a tip.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Massive response to this. Craig, what's your story?
I think I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend.
I'm sorry?
I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend. Basically, I didn't meet my girlfriend's sister, who's a twin, until 6 months in. And then when I met her, it all went pear-shaped from there.
Okay, was this an identical twin?
Yes.
Yeah, they look very, very similar.
Very, very similar, but the twin's got thicker legs.
Okay. Now, like, because everyone has their own thing, don't they, Scott?
Cool. Yeah.
It's cool to be honest in this situation. So you were with a twin, met the other identical twin, but wasn't quite identical because slightly thicker legs, mm-hmm. and you're into that. And it suddenly got you thinking, right?
Yeah. And what were you thinking?
What the hell have I done? Made the wrong mistake?
Right.
You've chosen the wrong one, is what you're saying.
Yes.
No, but you met the other twin first, so it's not a choice.
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting the kind of entitlement.
No.
That that somehow everyone is available.
Yeah.
Or that because they look quite similar, yeah, that they would both be into you. Because oh, that's definitely not the case.
I've made the wrong decision here.
Yeah. Can I ask?
But is it classed as cheating if they're identical?
Yes, 100%.
Because they're not the same person, Craig. Craig, also, just to double check, you do realise if you go out with one twin, the other identical twin might not fancy you.
There is that.
Oh, that is a shame.
But that's not even crossed your mind, Craig, has it?
No, not at all.
No, because with identical twins, they don't have exactly the same brain.
Yeah, like, it's not the same person. So whereas one might go out with you and fancy you, the other person might, you might not be their type at all. Mm. But I feel this is news to you, Craig.
It is, but when my missus is in work, no, I always invite the sister out for food and go for food.
Is this real? Craig, are you
real?
Are you currently going out with the girl in question? This isn't an ex.
No, this is current girlfriend, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you're a brave man.
Okay. And how long have you been together now?
Just coming up to 2 years now.
Okay, Craig, but what are you hoping from the situation? Being honest here, are you ideally wanting
to go out with the other twin?
Yeah.
Ideally, yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, people are going to love you. all right, well, look, we did ask for honesty. This whole thing is about fancying people that perhaps you shouldn't, and this is quite an extreme case here.
More extreme than I thought we'd get, if I'm honest.
Mm.
I do apologise.
Oh, you're honest, I guess.
Scott Mills.
I told you it was a lot. I told you. We've got so many messages about that guy there. Listening to Radio 1. Kev says, I think we've all been in some of these situations. I'm convinced my ex-boyfriend fancied my identical twin sister. I'd love your view on the situation. Yeah, we'll probably call you back. Oh, my days, says Holly. I honestly can't believe that guy you just had on. I know. A shocked listener in Accrington. Can't really believe what I'm hearing here. Thicker legs, says Rob from Durham. I know, it was a lot, wasn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Millie says, shout out to every girl out there with an identical twin currently interrogating their partners about whether they were the Muppet on the radio. Yeah, there's going to be some awkward chats,
I think.
The thing
is, people have no fear when they're anonymous, don't they, when they come on. Are we doing more of these? Maybe we should.
Oh, 100% yes. People are not able to leave their radios. That's why you need that BBC Sounds app, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, you can get out of your car and pop us on your headphones.
Yeah, I like the people who are at work at the moment. Or, like, let's say your Christmas party's a bit long. Just, we can be with you. In your ears there.
All the time.
All the time.
So, BBC Sounds app. Oh, Lindsay from Blue Peter's been on saying Gemma Collins' Superfan Steve is her favourite. Best yet. It's doing well. Stacey from Swansea says, that last guy sounded Welsh. I think every Welsh girl with a twin dating a guy called Craig is going to be having some chats tonight. Nah, no, that's the thing though, you see. We changed his name. Mm. I mean, yeah, he did sound a bit Welsh. I don't know where he was from, but we've changed all the names and we've changed all the voices. So, Christmas, it's that time for telling the truth. Get it off your chest, let me know. I will change your name, I will change your voice. Nobody will know. Come and tell me the truth, it's Christmas time.
Scott Mills.
Okay, here we are then. Day 11. And time to open another door on the Who event calendar. There's a massive Who lurking behind door number 11.
Ho, ho, ho! The Who event calendar with Scott Mills. Right, will it be heaven behind number 11?
It's your boy Westwood back with a brand new series of Pimp My Ride UK. Now, my man Minus is a parking warden, but an aspiring video director. But his joint is killing him. We need to turn his ride from low budget to blockbuster.
Tim Westwood on Pimp My Ride UK.
Scott Mills.
Neil's been on. He's straight and says, great show today, lads. Thank you. Really enjoyed it. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Sophie.
Hey, Sophie. Where are you?
I am in Edinburgh this afternoon.
How can we help you?
So, I am getting very festive and very Christmassy, and I was thinking about some of the Christmas show traditions that you do every year.
Okay.
And so, you know, normally you buy a present for one another's mums, but you actually pretend it's from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was wondering that, given your partners have featured so heavily on the show this year, you know, hashtag move in with Nils, and so on, I was wondering maybe whether the gift should be for the partners this year rather than the mums.
Mm. Oh, that's a nice twist.
I
enjoy it when the listeners do the production of the show for us.
It's a very good idea. Because you know what, we do the same things every year. Truth be told, my mum knows what's going on now, I think.
I mean, it's been a few years.
Do you know what I mean? I think she realises, because every year we have to have the same discussion. It's like, this is your present. Then I always get her another present, which obviously isn't like an edible thong, stuff to paint you nude, that sort of thing. What was the doormat you got my mum one year?
I like it dirty.
I like it dirty, yeah. Yeah, in case you don't know about, I mean, to be fair, when you say it like that, it's quite fun. This is where we buy each other's mum's presents, but yeah, they think it's just from their respective sons, but it's not.
So we get a present put under the tree, and you don't know what your mum's is, and I don't know what my mum's is from you, but then we have to call them and say that the present is actually from their son, and it's just all sorts of awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea. We could do it with our partners this year. Good, Sophie. What else?
Well, just a couple of things. Like, you used to do Feliz Navidad Fridays, but you're not on Fridays anymore, so I'm wondering how that one might work.
Yeah, might have to be off.
How about Dial a Carol? Will that one be back?
Dial a Carol as well, yes. That's another idea we haven't done yet.
Really, again?
God, we've got so much to do. We've also got to wrap myself in paper. Do you remember that time we wrapped me in paper and sent me to Fern Cotton?
Yeah.
All of these, please.
Okay, when's Wrap Myself in Paper Day, then?
That's a week and a day before Christmas. Do you want me to figure that
out? Which is a Tuesday this year.
What, a week and a day before Christmas? You're right.
Yeah, Christmas is on a Wednesday. God, yeah.
You're good.
So it's next Tuesday is Wrap Myself in Paper.
What day is Wrap Myself in Paper Day?
Tuesday. Also, the Dial a Carol service, we've been doing this since time began, where we call the University of Illinois. They have a 24-hour carol service. They'll sing you anything. Mm-hmm. And they've done it for years, so why not? Are you keen for Dial a Carol again?
Yeah, super keen, please.
You're like me. You want all the Christmas show traditions. Scott wants to sort of bin them off every year or find new ones, but that's not what it's all about.
Mm. All you want the old, the ones that you know and love.
It's Christmas. It's the whole thing is much more of the same again.
Right, Sophie, we'll get each other's partner's presents next week. We'll do that instead of mum's, okay?
Yep.
And maybe this year the listeners could call up Dial a Carol.
Oh, my God, yes.
But do you mean via the show? Because they could just call it themselves, couldn't they?
No, you get in touch with us now on 81199. We might call you back and then we'll put you through on air. It's a twist.
A much-needed twist.
Yeah, I've been looking for one for years. It's that simple. Sophie, would you like to call them next week?
Yes, please. That'd be fabulous.
I mean, you could just do it on your own phone, but I'll shoulder the bill here, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Let us know if you want to be on as well. 81199. I'll speak to you next week, then.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow on the show, we go full Christmas, baubles deep with The Rock and Kevin Hart, 3 p.m.